We now begin the sixth lecture of Parshas Tazria. And we begin with the following pasuk, pasuk mem. V'ishki moreit rosho kereyachu tohoru. If a person that begins to develop a baldness, he is losing his hair from his head. So he's what's called a kereyach, he's bald. This itself is not a subject for tumah. If he had hair and they would develop the simonim of a nesek, which we learned about earlier, then you would have to treat it as a nesek. However, here, kereyach utorhu, there's no question of tumas nesek. It's not a blemish or discoloration in an area which once had hair, and now there's a small spot which doesn't. Rather, he's bald. So on his bald spot, it's like on his arm or leg or wherever. Can't talk recording. Fine. Excuse me for that brief interruption. To continue, v'imi pas ponov yimoreit rosho. Suppose, from the top of his head, imagine you're wearing a yarmulke, where the little center of the yarmulke is, on down toward the head, frontally, imi pas ponov yimoreit rosho, he's become bald. Gibeyachu, that's what's called a gibeyach, tohorhu. So if a person is bald from the peak of his head down backwards, posteriorly, distally, backwards, down to his neck, that's karachas, kireyach. If from that point on the top of his head down forward toward his face, that's gibeyach, gabachas. V'chiyeh v'korachas o v'gabachas. Suppose it's not just bald, but rather on that spot of korachas, baldness in the back of the head, ovagabachas, baldness in the front of the head, there develops nega lovon adamdom, a pinkish white plus red mixture, pasuch. And Rashi says that the word nega lovon adamdom means the four categories of white, which we learned, say, sapachas, paheres, etc., or this pinkish pasuch, pei, sof, vov, chof, then we have a problem. That's called a tzoras porachas hi. A tzoras has begun to spread, bekorachto v'gabachto, in his rear of his head, which is now bald, or the front of his head, which is now bald. V'ro ha-ka'oso ha-ko'en v'hine se'eis ha-nega levono adam demes bekorachto v'gabachto kemare tzoras or boso. If the Kohen examines this and sees that indeed he has developed a nega, one of the negoyim of Se'es or Habos or Se'es Baheres or Sapachas Baheres or Sapachas Soheis or this Pasuch, so then he is Tomei. He has to follow all of those laws, Kamare Tzoras or Bosor, as Rashi says. All of the halachos apply here. Namely, those four whitenesses are tome. There's a two weeks of hesger, 1 week followed by another week, etc. It does not have the halachos of shchin or mikvah, which there is only a 1 week hesger, nor does it have the halacha of a nesek, which has its specific halachos, but rather it goes back to nega or bosor, to either pasuch or just pure white, and you have the various halachos. Now, the pasuk begins from pasuk mem dalet to fill in the blanks. Okay, the guy's pronounced tomei, or he's put into an isolation chamber. What is his halacha during then? What does he do then? Does he play chess? Does he learn Zohar? Does he say Tehillim? Does he watch TV? Can he have friends over for a sandwich? What's his halacha then? So now the pasuk spells it out for all of the above, everything we've learned about so far. When it says tomei, or according to Chazal, when it says musgor, he's in this isolated state, the halacha is ish tzoruahu tomehu tameh yitameenu hakohen beroishoy nigo. This tzorua, this person who's inflicted with this condition, his clothing should be torn. Interestingly enough, he doesn't have to tear his clothing. He can put on torn clothing. This is a halacha which is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph Os Beis. An ovel, a person in mourning, has a halacha of kriya. He must tear his clothing. This tzorua does not have to tear his clothing, but rather his clothing have to be torn. He can buy torn clothing in a rag market. He must allow his hair to grow, and according to Chazal Teras Koyanim, he can't wear a fancy kova. He can't wear a Borsellino hat. He's got to wrap himself with a sudor, a simple turban. He has to treat himself like an ovel, like a person in mourning. And persons in mourning in the times of the Mishnah and Gemara took his turban, like a talis, imagine, put it over his head all the way down, covering his eyes, covering his nose, down to his mustache. That's al-sofom yate. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says, in Meseches Moyakot and Daf Tesvov, okay, in certain respects, he has to act like a person in avelos, torn clothing, sofom yate. Can he greet other people? Can he respond to their greeting? Does he have to sit outside the machane? So the Gemara Meseches Moyakot says, Daf Tesvov, Mitzoyro Mao Bishel Asholom, the al sofom yate, sheyi yusif soysov meduboko zobozo. That the Gemara in Moyakot understands this posuk of al sofom yate not to spread his turban out in the front of his face down to his mustache, but rather it means he's got to keep his lips, his mustache, his lips, just below his mustache, he's got to keep them closed. He can't greet, he can't go and have a chat. Also, that's part of al sofom yate. V'tomei tomei yikro. And he's got to announce, give him a loudspeaker, I've got to tell everybody, I am tomei, stay away, stay away. Kol yimei asher anegabo yitmo tomeyu. All of the days when he is tomei, he's tomei. Bodod yeshev michus lamachanem oshov. He's got to sit outside of the camp. Which camp? Rashi says outside the three camps, meaning the first camp is the Machne Shechina, which is from the entrance to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash inward, where Tomei Meis cannot enter. He is Mitzorah, certainly cannot enter. He cannot even enter the Machne Leviya. That's from the door to the mountain, the Temple Mount, the Har HaBayis, until the door of the Azora, where Zovin cannot enter. The Mitzorah certainly cannot enter. But even the Machne Yisroel, imagine three concentric circles. The innermost one, no. The second most inner one, no. The third most inner one, also no. He can't come into the city of Yerushalayim. There, a Tomei Meis can enter, a Zov can enter, a Metzora not. Okay. Now we finish the halacha of a person who becomes a Tomei Tzoraz. Now we have a new category. Again, clearly, according to the Rambam, this is Neis Osfafela, this is supernatural. Suppose it developed on a piece of fabric, cloth, or leather, as we will see. A nega, a blemish. I don't know where we've seen such blemishes in our time. It's an unusual supernatural condition. That's the understanding that I will follow in this lecture, others disagree. Pasuk mem zayin v'habeget ki yavo negat zoras beveget semer oy beveget pishtim oy v'shiyoy v'eirev la pishtim v'lat somer oy v'or oy b'chom lecheso. It's a blemish, a nega, in a piece of cloth, whether it's wool, whether it's linen, whether it's in the shasi. The shasi is, imagine a fabric, which is of wool, leather, or linen, so it has vertical rows of thread, and it has horizontal rows of thread. The horizontal ones are woven under and over the vertical ones. The vertical ones are called the shasi. Shasi means the basis, the yesod, hatashtit, the the fundamental part of the beged is the lengthwise, in a loom, the lengthwise threads, that's your seat. The erev is the horizontal, which is misarev, which gets mixed in, folded, looped under and over, under and over. So whether the blemish is in the lengthwise shasi threads or in the widthwise erev threads, or it's on a piece of ore, rawhide, o b'chol meleches or, or a utensil made of leather, a belt, a purse, whatever. Then, v'hoyo ha-nega yirakrak o adamdom. Suppose this nega is, according to Rashi, very green or very red. If it's that color, bad news. V'horo es ha-kohen. You bring it to the kohen. Not yet tome. However, the Kohen observes this nega and he encloses it for 7 days. Now what does it mean to enclose this nega, this piece of fabric? To put it in its own isolation chamber? Like Rashi said, by a person? Well, here the Rambam writes that the Kohen simply declares that this beged is to be musgar and taken outside the city. That's the Rambam, Hilchus Tumot Tzoras, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Tes. There is a sefer on this subject called Mare Koye. And in the section called Nigoy Begodim, he writes that according to Rashi way back in Pasuk Dalet, who says that Lahasgir, to enclose, means to put it in a special house, in a special isolation room, then the Rashi would say that this beged has to be put into a special drawer, a kufsa, a special closet or something, and enclosed there. However, the Sefer Mara Koyen writes that that would be according to Rashi. However, if we follow the other Rishonim here, the Rosh, then all you need to do Hezger, is to take a sikra, some red dye, a magic marker, and put a circle around this nega, this greenish or reddish circle, and see if it will spread or not. In any case, however you understand Hezger, it has Hezger for a week. Suppose at the end of that week, v'ro'es ha-nega ba'yim ha-shvi, ki foso ha-nega ba-beged o-vashsi o-vo-edo v'vo'or l'chol ha-she-yos ha-orlim l'cho. Suppose in whatever fabric, it's wool, it's linen, it's leather, the nega has spread, there's been pisayon. Pisayon is a sign of tumah. So ras mameres hanega tomehu. What does mameres mean? Rashi gives you two meanings. It either means a prickly, a painful, silon mameir, a poking, puncturing needle is this tsaras. Or mameres can be meloshun me'ero, a cursed tsaras this is. So ras mameres hanega tomehu. So if there's been pisayon at the end of week one, you declare it tome. What do you do with the beged? V'sorafes habeged o asher si esoere bat semre uvapishtim moyes kol klihor asher yihyevoy hanoga ki tzoras mameres hi bo eshti soref. It's destroyed by fire. There's no hope. There's no cleansing from this tumor. Burnt. Burnt. V'him yira hakohen, suppose at the end of week one. V'hine lo foso hanega ba-beged o-vasi o-va-erev o-bechol kliyor. There's been no pisayon. The neged has not grown in size. Then a new thing, something we haven't had before, only applies to fabric. V'tzivo hakohen v'chi besu eis asher bo hanoga. The kohen says, okay, wash this thoroughly. At the end of the first hezga, we wash it thoroughly. The Rambam says we wash it with Mayim uvisamimonim, with soap, with bleach, whatever it takes, chomrei nikui, and with the soap or the bleach or whatever, we take it and we wash it out, and then we wait another 7 days. Hizkiros shivas yomim shenis, and we will see. As we will see, this brings us to Shvi, the end of our sixth lecture. We will see that if the kibbutz, if the laundering process indeed cleanses the nega and its red or green blemish disappears in the laundry, in the washing machine, that's the end of the story. However, we will see, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, what happens if it does not come out in the wash. So we will see what happens if with the second hesker, the second week-long period of enclosure. End of sixth lecture. We now hold by Shavii'i.